1000 mic. I have the stock handheld mic that Charlie has on his radio with the DTMF from my other Kenwood.
You sound great. You really do. And I wouldn't change a thing. That stock mic sounds absolutely wonderful. Over to you, Rocky.
That sounds good to me. I always liked audio from my older days. You know, sounds good, but I like that D-104 on there, too.
Yeah, I like this D-104 on here, too. KC2YJB.
This radio, let me see if I have it. This radio has a board that I can install in and make recordings and play it back over the air. I may end up getting that. It sounds like a neat little feature, but then I got to learn to use it. It's all menu-driven. What's your other Kenwood, Vic? You mentioned your second Kenwood.
I have a CMB-71A sitting on the side over here, stock from the factory. And it has the announcement module on it so that I can actually have it ID with my own voice.
The number is maybe 1 or something. Isn't that the board that you can record to? I don't know if you can do it with the 71. I know you can do it with this radio, though.
Yeah, it's either the VS3, something 3, or VS1 or something like that I have in there. It's a little tiny thing, only like the size of a stamp.
Victor, don't you also have a DS440?
Yeah, why?
I was just wondering, because I thought I heard you say you have a DS440 as well. So then Charlie said, well, what other Kenwood do you have? And I didn't know that you had that one that you mentioned. I just thought you had the 2000 and the 440.
Oh, no. I have other equipment. I segregate my mobile stuff from my base stuff. So if you were to ask me what I have for the shack, I would tell you what I have for the shack. If you were to ask me what I have for the mobile, then I would tell you what I have for the mobile. That's usually the way I work it. But the 71A, I don't know, Charlie, if you have the, you can change the color of your display like I can on the 71.
Yeah, I can go amber or green.
Okay, yeah. No problem. It's good radio. I like my, I opened it up, they say, hug the blue jumper, and the jumper's like, well, actually, I think that was green in that one. Took the green jumper, and it's like an inch long. It's looped up in the air. I mean, you can't miss it.
What is that for? Expanded transmit?
Yeah. And the Elinco has the same style jumper in almost the same exact spot.
Yeah, you know, I never got interested in that. There's no place I really want to transmit that I have to go in there and, excuse me, modify the radio. Where do you use the 71? In the shack or in the car?
All right, stand by me. I'm going to go jump on it.
I'd like to hear how it sounds. That was the radio I was first looking at. Then this one came along for a little bit more than that radio, and this has a few more features, so I figured I'd grab it.
Tell you, searching eBay is dangerous.
It's like heroin.
I found new felts for the bottom of the lollipop mics. Now I just found a guy who's got brand new bases with the felt on of the metal and the felt. Oh, God.
You could probably build a D-104 just by buying parts off of eBay.
Yeah, I'm just looking to fix up my oldest one. Like I said, I told you I got the mic cord. I think I'm going to buy one of these bases, too. He's got $10 or make an offer. I'll make him an offer and see what he says.
52YJV Mobile.
KC2YJV N1MUQ. What do you have the mic setting on?
I have no clue what I have it set on right now.
Seems a little bit on the high side. Doesn't have a lot of lows. Is that how I sound?
No, negative. This is a different mic. This mic, I have the EMS, not EMS, Oh, what the hell is it? It's off one of the other Kenwoods, because what I found with the microphone, the other microphone, from hanging it over the mirror.
What'd you do, go out to the car to get on that radio?
I got to run out with my one Jeep, just in case we do get some sort of snow or something they're talking about within the next couple days. They don't know if we're going to get it or not, so I want to go and put gas in this. And I'm taking the car to work tomorrow, well, today.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't sound bad. It's nice and clear. It's just got more highs in it, certainly than more highs than you sounded on the Kenwood.
Oh, yeah. On this one, the only problem is I can't put my deal enough on here. I wish I could.
What can't you do?
Can't put my D-104 on this one.
No, you can't. Johnny, over to you. Johnny, how's his audio sound compared to mine?
Well, it's like you said, man. It's a little bit tinny, a little bit, you know, higher pitched and everything. But it sounds all right, but I tend to prefer yours more, Charlie.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, Joe's got this radio also, and I like his audio. I wish he was on. I think I heard him once or twice, a couple of transmissions, and he was gone. I haven't really had a nice long conversation with him.
Victor, I've got two things to say to you, Victor. You're screaming like a demon, and you're loud and proud. Oh, and one more thing, Victor. You're sounding choice with your voice.
Maybe he's getting gas.
I'm just wondering, Rocky, did you ever hear that one before, screaming like a demon?
Being at 11 meters for years, I think I heard them all, John.
That one's not too popular, so I was just wondering if you ever heard that one.
Guys, let me jump in. I'm here at work. I want to get inside and get started. That's why I left the house early. Let me see if I have it. All right, very good. Johnny, good talking to you. Rocky, nice to hear you. Victor, if you're still in there, 73. If not, give Victor my best. And let me get going. Thank God it's Friday. KD2BOR, KC2HBR, and Victor's call, I still don't remember. I'll have to say it a lot or else I'm going to just never remember it. Anyway, 73, guys, have a good day. This is N1MUQ, and I'll be clear. Rocky, over to you.
Charlie, have a good day. And I'm bad with call signs, but I can remember Victor's KC2YJV. 73, Joe. Over to you, Johnny.
I think I'm going to do the same. I think I'm going to go to sleep. So I'm going to say 73 to the group. Everybody have a good night. We'll catch you later on today, probably. KC2HBR, off the street. Good night, guys.
Take care, KC2YJV. Okay, I'll try to remember that. 73, guys, N1MUQ, be clear.
Okay, John, 73, before you go real quick, you don't have to come back, Joel. I was telling my Napa salesman, KC2RNM, I said it's really getting scary. I'm actually starting to remember call signs, 73.
Yeah, after a while, it becomes second nature. Sometimes you remember the call sign and not the guy's name. Take care, N1MUQ, clear.
Victor, I don't know if you're listening. I know you might be doing something, but I found a guy on eBay that's got the bottom of the D-104s with the metal and the felt. He's asking $10 or make an offer.
AC2Y, Jamie.
Go ahead, Vic. Everybody else signed. It's just me and you, KD2BOR.
In a dead spot there, man. I couldn't get out of there for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me. I found a guy on eBay, $10 or make offer. He's got the whole bottom of the D-104, the felt and the metal cover. $10 or make offer.
I'd say that's worth it if it's in good shape.
They're brand new. He's got 9 available.
Well, that's well worth it, then. If they're brand new.
I think I'm going to order one for this mic that I'm repairing up. I might even look at the bottom of my other mics and see how they look. I might even order 3 of them. I think I'm going to offer him, I'll make a dumb offer of $6 a piece. He probably won't go for it, but it's worth a try.
Well,
Order one for me.
Hey, WA2COZ, good morning. How are you?
Okay, just woke up. I heard you guys talking about the D104. I'm looking at mine right now. Mine shines right up. It shined right up. I took an eyeglasses cleaning pad with, I guess, isopropyl alcohol on it. And damn, the thing shined right up.
Yeah, very good. Don, there's two things on eBay. You can buy just felt from a guy and put it on your old bottom. Or this guy sold one, and he's got nine more bottom felts with the metal for sale.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah. Well, if you order any, order one for me. I'll come down and pick it up, and we'll have an eyeball.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm probably going to do that over the weekend. I got it in my watch list right now. I'm going to make him a dumb offer of $6. I don't know if he's going to go for it. If he don't, I'll go to 7, but I'm going to start at 6. He's asking 10.
Is it free shipping?
You got like $3 in change shipping, but I'm not worried about that. If you can get money off of it, it'd be like getting it for $10.
Yeah, I hear you. How am I making it into the machine, Rock?
You're very readable. A little bit of scratchiness behind you, but not bad.
To where I'm at, it's not bad. I'm all the way down the other end towards Edison Clark, Colonia Railway area there. All right, let me run back in here. KC2YJB.
Okay, very good. So how you feeling today, Don? Did you get your rest?
Yes, I did. WA2ZOZ returning. And hello to you, Victor. I woke up about 10 minutes ago. I'm on my first cup of coffee. And damn, I gotta fall. I'll get back to sleep before I have to head out for work.
I got your card. I'm going to open it up when I get home. It was stuck in my door, and I knew what it was as soon as I saw it. I'll read it when I get home, but I did get it yesterday. Or I got it this morning when I woke up.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, they're not bad cards. And, let's see, this lollipop mic I have, it's, holy smoke, it's damn old. One of my former landlords was a CB-er, the same one that had the Starduster antenna. And damn, I think he's had the thing since he was a teenager, and if he's still alive now, he would be 75 years old.
God. I think the one, all my D-104s that I own, I have three of them, the lollipops, and I have three of the 575 M6 handhelds. My oldest D-104, and I'm waiting for a mic cord to come for it today, I think I've had that one for, oh my God, it's got to be at least 40 years.
Wow. Yeah, the mic cord on this one it's still pretty good. Must be a good grade of rubber rather than that synthetic stuff they put on some of the other microphones. And, let's see, it has some stickers on it, on the front base. Gives the base number and someplace in Ohio where it's made. And I think under the cover where the battery goes, I think there might be a serial number or something in there. But I always make sure I take that 9-volt battery out.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Is that a 6-wire mic or a 4-wire mic? Do you know?
I have a hunch it's probably a 6. I have an 8-pin mic connector on it. I'm pretty sure it's a 6.
Yeah, the mic cord, is it a skinny one or is it a fat one?
Let me see. I have it now. I'll put the light on here. I don't know, it looks like a skinny cord to me. It looks like a little over an eighth of an inch.
Sounds like it's a six wire, Mike. That's a good one. That's definitely what it sounds like, KD2BR.
Okay. Let's see, I could take the bottom off it. It has a spring on the base. I guess like a strain, not a strain relief, but some kind of a guiding spring or something, and that looks like about an inch and a half.
And that's where the cord comes out, peeing up a little too fast. What was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say, and I lost my train of thought. Must not have been too important.
Okay, I'm going to put on my glasses here. There's a couple of external tags on this mic. Let's see. The Astatic Corporation, Connaught, Ohio, model number D104, made in USA. And on the base, it has the Astatic Corporation. The base number, the number on the base looks like, is it a T? I don't know. It looks like T-UG9 stand.
You got it right. That's a six-wire mic. You got a good one there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like I say, it's shining right up. I could take out the screws and clean underneath the screws. Let's see, the chrome looks like it's off the screws, but hell, the mic looks pretty good. Maybe I'll take a picture of it and send it out to you.
YGB. Acknowledge, Victor. Let me know the next time you take the bottom off, Don, because I'm going to start washing my hands and get ready to go to the mobile. I want to know what the printed circuit board looks like. If it's a tan or brown one, that's a pretty old mic. That's what my old one is. It's got the good tan or brown, whatever you want to call tan or brown board in it. Okay, guys, I'll catch you from the mobile. Vic, over to you, KD2BOR.
Very good. Just letting you know I'm back at the base. YJV.
Okay, welcome back, Vic. This is WA2ZOZ for ID. On my way into the kitchen to get a Phillips head screwdriver, I'm going to pop the bottom off this thing.
QSL. All right. Well, I'll be out here. Listen, I'm typing stuff on the computer anyway, too, at the same time, so I'll be out here. KC2YJV.
KD2BOR in Mobile.
Go ahead, Rock.
Just letting you know I made it out to the car. Boy, it feels cold out here, but I got like 37, 38 degrees on my thermometer.
Well, we still got like 41 down here. But what I want to see is I want to see if this huge storm they think is going to come in Wednesday or Thursday, if it's going to hit us. Because they said if it does, it's going to be major snow.
Oh, Jesus Christ, just what we need. They call it March Madness. Where's it coming from, Vic?
What was that?
Where is the storm coming from?
Well, they didn't say. They were just saying that that there's one that's supposed to be coming in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think when I get back, I'm going to offer that guy $6 a piece for them boards.
Yeah, I mean, those are always metal with felt on them, you know?
I got two different things up there. I got the one just with the felt, and then I got the guys got nine left that are the ones with the metal.
Yeah, I'm gonna look at to see if I can get new screws for this mic. I mean, this is a nice mic and everything, but I would like the one with the push bar on the bottom, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've only got one of them. I just got my Silver Eagle. The other ones are just regular stands.
I may get one and have it specially engraved. So it says Kenwood on the back and make it all gray.
Well, that might be good. There's plenty of those mics available out there, that's for sure.
I still got to call IEI tomorrow and see if they have any.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to call them. I'll have to get the number. I don't even know if I still got the number. I got to look at all my paperwork there. I'd like to just call them and see what they got left.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'll give them a call tomorrow and see what's going on.
I'd really like to know if he's got a Courier Centurion 40D left. I know when I bought mine back in the 70s, he only had late 70s or whenever I bought it, early 80s. He only had three left when I bought mine.
QSL.
It's got a beautiful IC chip in it. That thing will go all over God's creation. It's got the UPD 858.
Yeah, my Cobra, I think it was 138.
Precision.
Yeah, 138 had that.
Had a most major pin when you're doing the modification. Is, if I'm not mistaken, it was pin 19. Cobra 2000, once you got to change the IC chip, but on the Cobra 2000, the main pin is pin 10.
I think tomorrow night I'm going to bring the Alinco DXSRAT that I'm using in the car, and I'm going to put it in here, the HF rig, and test that out a little bit.
How are those rigs? I've seen them listed.
Yeah, my buddy only wants 4.25 for his with the programming cable and everything. And no biters.
That can't be modified to 11, can it?
As easy as pie.
Yeah, I jumped too quick when I bought that Ranger that I bought, that 69 FFB4, but whatever. It goes from 24 to 29.6 something.
It's a brown circuit board.
That too, but I got it that. I had the other kit in order to bring it down to 21 meg.
Very good. Acknowledged. Don, you got the brown board. That's an old bike.
Okay, it also, it has written in pencil that it was new in June 3rd, 1977, and also on the little diagram on the bottom, it has 2-77, so I guess that's, oh, it also has 41.33 plus TX. I'm not sure what that is, some kind of a resonant frequency or something. 41.33 plus TX, new 6-3-77. That's what's written on pencil.
Yeah, that's a vintage microphone there. I would never get rid of that one if I were you, Don.
No, I don't think so. The felt doesn't look too bad. It's a little bit worn out. But, hell, I'm interested in the ones you're going to order.
I'm going to make the guy an offer. I'll definitely order you one. I got to look at the bottom of my Silver Eagle. I got to look at the bottom of the one at the girlfriend's house when I get there. I already know I need one from my regular one that I got on my Ranger, so you'll be adding one. I don't know if I'm going to be buying three, but yours will make four.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, okay. If you order them, that'll be fine. If you don't, that'll be fine, too. Let's see. Over to you, Vic.
Sorry about that. I might have keyed up a couple times there. Mine's got an original diagram on the bottom of it, and it says 8 of 1978.
I got a... My Silver Eagle doesn't have the brown board. That's a newer mic. It's got, like, the greener color board. It doesn't have that big old silver and white potentiometer in it like my old one's got.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, I have that big silver potentiometer on it. And, of course, the 9-volt battery connection. The brown circuit board. And on the soldering on the circuit board, they still have some of the rosin. I'm surprised they didn't take the rosin off it, but I can scrape it right off with my fingernail.
Leave well enough alone, you're going to take away from the originality.
Damn, you know you're right. I'm not going to take any more off.
Does one of those boards?
Say again?
I said you could easily build one of these circuit boards.
Oh, yeah. Don, you can see how heavy the solder is on those boards. It's nothing like the newer Silver Eagle that I have. My Silver Eagle's not new. I don't know how old it is, but it's not newer. But you can see the heavy solder, the way they built that board.
Yes, I do. It's pretty thick solder on top of the lens.
Do I need more audio on this thing?
Sounds great to me.
All right, because I was messing around the bomb of the mic. Okay. KC2, YJV. Yeah, mine's about a year newer than yours there, Don. I was a little kid when this mic was made.
I was getting divorced when this one was made.
I was getting remarried when the date you got on yours, Vic, for the second time.
Never stumble over the same stone twice.
Never say never, Vic. I mean, Don, you're never too old to get married again.
Yeah, maybe I'll have some kind of an excuse or something.
Also could call it a brain fart.
I'm thinking with the head on my shoulders now.
Oh, I think we all were thinking with the other head when we were younger.
Yep, that's true. Becoming a wise man, as you get older, you don't want to, you remember the pain you experienced and you don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, well, I told you, I had to get married in 1972. One of them old shotgun weddings, because TWA pulled out on time, didn't pull out on time.
Yeah, that could have happened to me, too. I'm surprised it didn't. My high school sweetheart, boy, I sure do miss her. Oh, that reminds me of a joke. My wife ran off with my best friend, and I sure do miss him. Another country music song. Mama, quick, get a hammer. There's a fly on Daddy's head.
Oh, God. You come up with them, Don.
Yeah, I got a few. I sure do miss you, but my aim is getting better. Her teeth was stained, but her heart was pure. I have a few more.
Thank God it's nighttime.
Yep. Just be glad I don't have a few scotches in me. I'd really drive you guys nuts.
Oh, I'm watching this all the footage on this tsunami that took place in Japan, man. What a nasty thing.
Yes, something that you would never expect. Like our Hurricane Sandy.
Superstorm.
Yep, Superfly in a radio and Superstorm on the Weather Channel.
Okay, guys, at my destination, I will take care of that bottom for you. Do it later after I get my work done or whatever. But I gotta check out the rest of my bikes. I just want to make an order at one shot. 73 Vic. 73 Don, KD2, VR Mobile, we're clear.
73's Rock.
73, Rocky. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna sign now and maybe take a picture of this microphone and send it to you guys. Vic, I don't know what your email is, but send me an email at wa2zoz@optonline.net, then I'll have it.
All right, very good. If not, my call sign is Hotmail.
Oh, that's hotmail.com?
Yep, KC2YJV@hotmail.com.
Very good. If you were a female, you could say your call sign at hotpants.com.
What's that one with the chick with the big boobs all the time? The email thing?
Gee, I don't know, but I'd be interested to learn.
Yeah, it'd be like KC2YJV@godaddy.com.
Oh, okay. Gee, if Dolly Parton gets her license, maybe she could use that.
All right, I'll be out here listening for a little while on multiple bands. 73s, I'm going to go down on 80 meters for a little bit.
I wish I can go on 80 meters. I'll have to do it from the mobile. I'll be able to do that in a couple of months or so. 73 again, Rocky. 73, Victor. Hear you further down the log. This is WA2ZOZ. Clear.
KC2YJV also clear.
KD2BOR back in the mobile.
I be here.
Hey, Don, I checked out my D-104. I should have ordered two cords when I ordered one last week. The one we have at her house is a little stretched, but I opened it up. Mine is a little bit newer version than yours. Let me drop it. I got a cop here. Okay, he went past me. Yeah, I have a white board in it, but it still has the big old potentiometer in it, the silver with the white in the center, like you got, and I got on mine at home. But there was no date. Had the little schematic inside, but they had no production date on the tag.
The production date on mine was 2-77. Maybe they didn't have the whole date written out. Just look for something like 4-78 or something like that. And it's fairly small type.
Yeah, I'll do that over the weekend when I'm at her house again. I got to check mine when I get home and see when that one was built, because I know that one's seriously, seriously old, the one I got at home. It's the brown board or tan board like you have.
I haven't used this mic for about 3 years or so. And I'm getting Kraft disease. Oh, about a half hour ago, I loosened the head on the lollipop part, and I very carefully pulled it out of the handle, and it's all in pretty good shape. There's no corrosion, nothing on the pins.
Yeah, you gotta be very careful pulling them heads out. You gotta pull them straight. Steve sent the Silver Eagle to Joe, W-Y-E-E, I forget his call sign, and Steve pulled the head off of his, and the pins came out. There's three pins in the head, and then you got the female part in the stem. I don't know if you were monitoring earlier, but I found on eBay those replacement male and female ends. I gotta tell Steve about it.
Okay, yeah, mine came out fairly easily, and what we were talking about before, pulling out fast, too bad that didn't happen. WA2ZOZ.
It's 82, B-O-R. Okay, Don, I'm pulling back up to work, 73 again. Maybe we'll catch you out there later on tomorrow or something like that. It's 82, B-O-R, Mobile. We're going to be clear.
You going back into your shop?
I only go up to the girlfriend's this time to eat and take my medication. Then I come back, and then I'm here all morning.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. 73 again. WA2ZOZ clear with KD2BOR.
KD2 VOR monitoring.
KD2 VOR monitoring.